Hello, personal and professional development enthusiast. Today I have Samantha Brady with me, who is a post-divorce or divorce recovery coach, if you will, and she helps women get their life back after divorce. Welcome to the show, Samantha.
Thank you. Thanks for hosting.
Oh, you're welcome. Samantha, tell us, how did you get into this?
I suppose it always starts with our own stories. I am divorced myself and I've come from a divorced family. And I think just over the years, I think I've just really realized there's missing gaps. We don't really realize how things are impacting us. When you're a child and your parents are going through a divorce, we're wanting that connection with our parents. We're wanting to be seen. We're wanting to be heard. And our parents are in the drama of divorce. And so because I went through that, and now I've gone through a divorce myself, because I was present to what it was like as a child, I just was so mindful of not wanting the same story to repeat itself with my children. It started off with me doing the Landmark Forum. My marriage was a bit rocky, and I then signed up to do the Landmark Forum. My cousin and his wife had come into the room at the time to visit, and my cousin said something so profound, and I can't remember what it was, but I remember looking at him and going, I want whatever you have. And he was like, the Landmark Forum. So I signed up and I did the Landmark Forum. Then I did the Advanced. And just after that, I chose to get divorced. So Landmark is a very powerful self-discovery and really intense. I can highly recommend it for anybody starting on the journey. And then I got divorced and I really wanted a coach. I wanted to inspire people to take on life in a really large way, especially if you're raising children. So I studied and did my master's 1, 2, and 3 in coaching. And when I got divorced, my boys were 2, 4, and 6 at the time. And in the coaching, in Masters 1, they really push you to find your why. And coming from divorce and being divorced, my why was always that I really wanted to raise 3 amazing, extraordinary sons. I have 3 boys, and that was my mission. And I think who I am also as a person, when I'm on a mission, doesn't the rest of the story is just the weather report. So I had a why, and it was to do this. And it was no matter what showed up in my life, this is where I was going. Yeah. And I often got from people, oh, you make single parenting look so easy. It's not that it's easy. It's just you get up every single morning and you choose life. You choose it regardless of what shows up. And that's one of the tools in my coaching too, is choosing life. We can be in the story of what happens and we can own the story, or we can have the story own us. And I just thought, yes, I'm divorced. You can label me that, but that doesn't mean that because you're divorced, you less than. I think growing up with my own experiences, I always felt like I didn't fit or that I was less than because my parents were divorced. And I think back in those days, when people heard divorce, it was like broken families. It's really not like that. And it really depends on the parent. So that's where my journey started. And I think all the practice was on my children. So I actually, over the years, I have said to my boys, as I start coaching, do you mind? I'm going to use some of our life experiences. And they were totally fine with it. Now they're 21, 19, and 17. So I've raised 3 really, I can say that, but I've really raised 3 amazing sons. And I want to give that back to people who have just gotten divorced. I have this passion for them when they are dealing with their own stories and they're really owning their stories. They can then raise their children in a completely different way, because when you're owning your story and you're not in victim mode, you can really be present with your children.
Thank you for sharing that. Why do you think divorce rates are so high?
I think there's many factors. One is communication. We have this idea or this assumption that somebody else knows what we're thinking. And I think being a mom, I will own this, is that I quite often thought my partner should just know. He should know that I need help. And there's this expectation that we carry in with whenever there's an expectation, there's a disappointment. So I have it one way and he'll have it another way. And then because we didn't communicate it, there's this disappointment. So I think that's a big one. And I also think when we're really young and we get married, I didn't get married very young, but I think when you get married very young, you don't really know who you are as a person. And then you throw in kids in the mix and there's this disconnect. There's all the doing in life, the doing of the school runs and the doing of the dinners and the doing of the home and having a mortgage. And I think we get really lost in all the doing that we forget to be present. And so one person or two people are going to work, and the kids are sitting in the middle, and it's just all stuff that just keeps needing to be done. But I think if we took a step back, and when we came, we were always in this rush to be successful or to have this or to do this or be this. But I think when we come home at the end of the day after work and we've picked up our kids, I always used to have this thing over dinner where we shared the good part and the bad part of our day. For me, it's those small things. It's those small things that bring you into the moment and have you connect with each other. So I don't have the why is there such a big divorce rate, because there's so many factors.
I like what you said about communications and just aligning expectations. It can make a big difference. I really do, but I don't really know much about the subject. That's why we have you here as an expert who can provide us insight. So at what point do you think somebody should get a divorce?
It's such a journey. I can't speak for somebody who's gone through a divorce where there was abuse. I can't speak into that because I didn't experience that. But I think there comes a time where you just know. And I think for me, it was years coming where I tried counseling, I tried communicating, I tried doing something different. And I think there's a point where maybe you outgrow each other because you've been so involved with kids that now there's this disconnect with each other. And I think that's also a really big problem, is where we have kids and then parents forget about date nights and they forget to connect with each other. And it's all about the children. And then there's that disconnect. I think the time comes when you just realize that actually you want more and it's no longer workable. And I think I just got to a point where it was actually no longer workable. He's an extraordinary human. Just him and I were just not connecting any longer. And I just really needed my boys to see that marriage didn't have to be, it doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful. That's a reality. Life doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful, but we can choose freely and powerfully to go our separate ways and still be solid parents. Just because you're a single parent, it doesn't mean you're less than. I actually think my boys are probably richer for it. Two different cultures, two different religions, two different ways of being. And I think they're more enriched for it. But there is no, here's the time I'm drawing the line. It's like you just know, and I just knew that I had crossed every T and dotted every I, and it was just time for me. So the people that I coach have gotten to that point. They're now divorced and they're looking for strategy to move powerfully forward so that they can raise extraordinary children. So I don't take people who are, I'm wanting to get divorced. I can't make that decision for somebody. Do I wish that I had never gotten divorced? Yes, I wish it had worked. But the reality is I needed more. And so I think there's no right or wrong. It's about if you're choosing, then choose responsibly and know that you do have children in tow and those children do need solid parents. So it's what can you both bring to the table versus arguing and fighting? What can you bring to the table where the children feel safe? Because for me, it's all about the children. Adults can make their decisions, but the children didn't make that decision. They didn't say, okay, now you guys must get divorced. They now need solid parents. They need you to be present. They need you to support and guide and show the vulnerability as well as your strength, because it's okay to show vulnerability.
And in your experience working with people who went through a divorce, who typically initiated a divorce?
I've had various where it's been just they've outgrown each other and it was a decision both made. Then obviously there's been issues where one partner has had an affair. And so as a woman, you go, I am or I'm not prepared to deal with that. And if you are, then you just work through it differently. There is not even a right or wrong for that. There's just, I'm choosing this. And when you choose something, choose it powerfully versus I'm going to choose this, but I don't really want to. There's a power in the choosing of something. I'm choosing to be a single mom or I'm choosing to stay. I'm choosing to be a single dad and work through this, even though maybe she had an affair. I'm choosing. But we disconnect from our own choice. And we go, I don't have a choice because this upsets me. So we're all in the drama of it and the thinking and the feeling of it versus stop. Yes, I think and I feel like this. Pushing that aside, what do I choose? That tool is probably the best tool in my coaching toolbox, is the choosing. When I did Landmark, the Landmark leader, he was coaching somebody up front, and I'll never forget that. It was so powerful. That was where I think the connection of choosing really, it was solidified within me. She was really struggling to let go of her story. She was owning her story. She was her story. And he just stood there and he went, chocolate or vanilla, choose. And we were all obviously quiet and we were like, what? And he went again, chocolate or vanilla, choose. And the penny dropped for me. It was like, Yeah, you go into an ice cream shop, you're allowed two flavors or you're allowed one and you pick one, you choose. So why is it so hard for us to go and choose our vision, our way forward with the same power? Whether it be choosing an ice cream or choosing divorce, they're both a choice and they're both going to come with consequences and they're both going to come with responsibilities. One is a lot larger than the other, but we can so do that when we're coming from a powerful context of choosing versus being in victim of it.
And you mentioned that you don't support people who are in the decision process whether or not to get divorced. Could you recommend a book for them maybe that can help them make the best decision for themselves to make these best choices?
I've had what I would always call my Bible, but I wouldn't say it would help you make a decision to get divorced or not. But there's a book called Conscious Parenting by Dr. Shefali. I used to call it my Bible because it's really a conscious way of bringing up children. So I can't really recommend books of these are the strategies to take when you get divorced. I think when somebody makes a decision to get divorced, quite often it's in anger. I was angry. I'm not going to sit here behind the camera and go, it was all easy. It was a choice that I made and I knew it was going to be a hard one, but I did it anyway. It's choosing and being in action, knowing that it's scary, but choosing it anyway. So I can't really recommend books to help you choose to get divorced because I wouldn't say I will say get divorced. It's the easiest. It's the best. I would say fight for your marriage, fight for it to work first and make powerful choices from that context. But I think if you're both on a very different page and you have to get divorced, then choose that choice just as powerfully as you would if you chose to stay.
I really like what you said about fighting for your marriage and trying to fix it. So as a step, would you recommend separation over divorce maybe?
So we separated for a while. We also went for counseling. We even took an overseas trip to try and just reconnect again. But I think it's such a personal journey. I'll own the part. My part is that I think growing up, I never felt like I belonged. I was always looking for belonging. I was always looking for a place to be where I could feel like I fitted and I belonged. And I think when I did Landmark, I realized that was really a story that I was carrying and I was living from my past context. And I think when I drew a line and I was like, that's actually not who I am. I'm actually fine. I don't need to fit. I'm fine and whole as I am. It's like when you're born, you're perfect and you're whole. You don't need fixing. Nobody needs fixing. We just need to honor who we are. And I think when we go into society, there's all these, you're from a broken home, so you've got to be broken. And so I think I carried so much of that into my marriage. That breaks down a marriage too, because you start coming and realizing that's actually not what I want. That's not actually who I am. And if you, both parents and both parties are doing the same thing, going, actually, where was I and who am I? And when you start doing the inquiry of who you really are, that's why I go, young marriages, I don't know. You don't know who you are. Discover who you are first. Discover what makes you feel alive. Discover where you're wanting your journey to be, your why. What is it that's driving you? And find somebody that has that same mindset as we're young and we're in love and we go with all the butterfly feelings. But then when you sit back and you go, there's more to partnership than those feelings. But that's not where my training and my skill is. So all of that aside, that would be my opinion of something. But what I do as a coach, I take women from you're divorced. Where do you want to go now? So from where you are to where you want to be. In that gap, that's where I support. So I can't tell you the best place to go to get divorced. I can't tell you which lawyers to go to. I can't do any of that. But what I can do is coach you through the steps to take powerful action so that you can raise extraordinary children. The simple strategies of creating a system at home so that the children feel safe, creating strategies where you present your child in the moment and that you come down to their level and actually hear them. Not, I'm so busy, just give me a second. It's, I'm here now. I'm here with you. I can help you discover your child's love language. We all have a love language, and that helps you connect with your children even deeper. Give you tips of how to get out of the house with your children that don't have to cost you money. I can give you tips on budgets. Those are the things where I support and I coach.
All right. With that, what are the top three issues women are dealing with after they have gone through a divorce?
Wow, there's so many and you want three. One of them would be finance, because you go, okay, we've now got to get a budget that's going to work because it's two homes now. That would be one. And then dealing with your own emotions and finding a way of dealing with those so that when you're upset, your children can see that you're vulnerable, but at the same time, you're able to work yourself through that because that gives them life skills to do that themselves. And communication with your partner. The self-love and the personal well-being, it's top and should be priority because it's like when you're on the airplane, they always say, put your own mask on first. And it's so vital. Like when we are okay, when we are exercising, when we are eating healthy, when we are taking some time out also to heal our soul and heal ourselves, we flourish from that. And when we are flourishing, the environment around us is going to do the same, which basically then means our children. And by when we're looking after ourselves and we're exercising and we're eating healthy, we're actually instilling values. We're giving ourselves wings to fly, and at the same time, we're teaching our children to do it.
And in your experience, what are the challenges of remarrying after a divorce?
I don't know, because I didn't.
maybe you experienced this through some of your clients that you worked with. What do you hear?
My personal journey is, I think I went into my why, and my why was to raise extraordinary children. And in order to do that, if I found a conscious partner who was going to be on the same page as me, it would have been easier. I wanted to do it myself because they already had a dad, and I didn't want anybody coming in and telling me how to raise my children because it wouldn't work. But I have had clients who have their journey where they have not remarried, but have a partner, and those issues have come up where they want to discipline the children and she doesn't want them to discipline them. But you're inviting this person into your home and they're part of the family, which means they should actually be able to discipline your children. It's to find that common ground where this is what I would really love and this is what I really would prefer you to stay out of. So yet again, communication is key in everything. I really do believe it'll work. I think I just needed to heal myself before doing that. And I just knew that there was so much that I needed to uncover about me. But I mean, I've had clients with some really heavy stories that has almost made them regress in a way, because now they're dealing with that too. So you've got your ex that you're dealing with, and then you throw in an extra person, or you throw in extra children. They bring their children, and do the children connect? Those are not my expertise. I'm not going to say that they are, and I'm not going to say that I know how to coach that. Coaching isn't telling you what to do. So I coach and I mentor. The coaching that I do is the client has all the answers. I just help extract that. So I don't tell you what to do. A coach takes you from where you are to where you want to be. The mentoring that I do is, what doesn't work in your home? What would you like? How would you like the home to be in an ideal world?
Thank you. So with that, what's the greatest transformation that you have seen in any of your clients as a result of your work?
The children that they've raised and who they are as individuals, going from, I don't know if I can do this, to, I can't believe I've actually done this for 5 years, and look at my children. Look how they are accomplishing things in life. Look at who they are as human beings. For me, those, when people have said, oh, that thing that we did, I set that up in my house and wow, it made such a difference. Those are the small nuggets for me, because at the end of the day, there is not going to be a, I'm all perfect now. My kids are perfect. There is no such thing as perfect. I've got extraordinary children. Have they tried me over the years? Yes. But it's, for me, it's not big accomplishments. It's the little ones along the way on the journey. That's why a coaching session, I can't just coach you once and then you suddenly expect miracles. But if you want a couple of mentoring sessions where you can set up systems around your house and with your children, those are one or two sessions. But if you really want to go deep where you can have transformation, you need to be willing to come to the party and really do the work and ask yourself the hard questions and acknowledge the stuff that comes up and be willing to say, that no longer serves me. So I'm going to let that go.
Well, thank you for sharing that. So if somebody wants to work with you on these things, where can they reach you, Samantha?
So I have a website, SamanthaBrady.com. I'm also on Instagram, Samantha_Brady_. I put a lot of tips on there, free tips. I also have a couple of eBooks that I'm going to be launching in the new year, and a course. A course really is going to be where it's self-work, and that you can then implement in your own environment and in your own house with your children. But on Instagram, I put a lot of free information. I often used to say, if I won the lottery, I would coach for free, because if I could coach single moms to be extraordinary human beings and they in turn get to raise extraordinary children, those are the children who are going to be running our world. So it's like a give back.
That's fantastic. We'll put all those links in the description of the video below. If you enjoyed this conversation, please subscribe to our channel to follow Coach Professionally and learn from professional coaches such as Samantha about different coping mechanisms, personal and professional development. Thank you for joining us today, and thank you to Samantha.
Thanks so much, Mike.